Oh, thanks for having me on.
Are you having fun writing children's books?
It is a lot of fun. You know, the whole process, you know, coming up with a story, helping the illustrator, it's a good time.
What kind of message do you try to get through to the kids?
Well, when I was a kid that age, you know, a little kid, I don't remember being a big reader and having, you know, material that I was interested in. So this book is designed to get kids interested in exploration and science and rockets. You know, so that's the message, that they can do anything, and maybe one day one of them will go to Mars.
How long does it take you once you come up with a concept for a book to actually produce it?
That's a good question. It's actually about a year, believe it or not, the whole process from the time you have the story to writing it to getting it illustrated. You know, for a book like this, the illustrations take a long time.
I want to shift gears here and ask you, you know, what you think when you hear the audio there of Endeavour lifting off, and you know, what you think about the future of NASA and space missions for the United States.
Well, I always like to, you know, have something that brings me back to launching on a rocket, because it's one of the most fun things to do in the world. It is a crazy ride into space. You know, the direction of NASA is something we've planned since the Columbia accident. You know, we decided to retire the space shuttles way back, actually in 2003, I think it was. And, you know, we're on a path to build some new rockets. A company called SpaceX just launched a Falcon 9, a heavy lift rocket that'll take people up to the International Space Station, hopefully in the next few years. So we're on the path that's designed, and, you know, hopefully at some point we'll be sending a person to the planet Mars and not a mouse.
a fake mouse, yeah. I want to ask you how your wife, Gabby Giffords, is doing. Of course, the former member of Congress from Arizona.
Gabby is doing great. You know, she's in a great mood. She's working hard. She does a lot of therapy still, and she still is making great progress.
I don't imagine she misses Congress right now.
I don't think so. I mean, certainly she misses her colleagues. She misses the work. And, you know, she was a moderate. She was the... At one point, she was ranked as the middle member of the House, when you look at from the people all the way on the left to the right. We need more people in the middle. You know, we have gerrymandered these districts into the hyper-partisanship situation that we have today.
I want to ask you also whether you have any hope at all. I know what one of her pet projects, and I think yours as well, is the website says it all, AmericansForResponsibleSolutions.org, for responsible gun control legislation. Do you have any hope that anything can be accomplished in that light?
Oh, absolutely. It's just going to take a little bit of time. Gabby and I are both gun owners, strong supporters of the Second Amendment. I think I own, you know, I own 6 guns. You know, they're all locked up safely. But for too long, Congress has really reacted only to one organization out there with regards to this issue. And because of that, we can't get common sense solutions passed. Things like expanding background checks to the internet, to gun shows. So our job is to provide a little bit of a counterbalance to, you know, to the gun lobby, who, you know, you got to give them credit. They've done a fantastic job over 30 years, and Congress so far only responds to them. So we're going to try to change that.